This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, April 9th. I'm Katie Brown. A bill in the state assembly would ban PFAS or forever chemicals. In a webinar Wednesday, staff from the Environmental Working Group presented their analysis of the impacts PFAS pesticide residues leave behind. Salinas City Council member Andrew Sandoval was among the speakers.
Lately, I've been increasingly concerned about the pesticides my family and neighbors have been regularly exposed to.
Sandoval noted Monterey County children are exposed to elevated levels of forever chemicals. He also cited an EWG finding that these chemicals were applied in Monterey County more than 1,000 times between 2018 and 2023.
Nearly 500,000 pounds of PFAS ingredients were spread throughout our county. It's time to put an end to the widespread use of these pesticides.
EWG's analysis found PFAS chemicals were active in 5% of state-registered pesticides. The chemicals persisted on 15% of state-grown produce. The far reach of these pesticides prompted LA County Assemblymember Nick Schultz to sponsor AB 1603.
We can do better for our kids. I'm not trying to upend or demoralize or make it harder than it has to be an industry that is the cornerstone of California's economy. And that's what I'm asking everyone. If you think the bill isn't perfect, great, then work with us to make it better.
The bill would ensure communities get updates when PFAS chemicals are sprayed nearby, ahead of its goal of a 2035 phase-out. And e-bike piggybacking, piling on multiple people when it's not made for that, could be outlawed if a bill from Orange County Assemblymember Diane Dixon passes. People for Bikes, an e-bike trade group, opposes the bill, which is headed to the Assembly Appropriations Committee. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.